Okay, we started the sugya yesterday by trying to be mesader machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Sidur Advarim seems simple enough. Rashi holds that kaidim tashmish, to put a maich is mutter. We're talking about Remeya now. Is mutter by the Shalosh Nashim, and also by everybody else. Taisvis doesn't discuss Moich Kaidim Tashmish. Taisvis discusses Moich Achar Tashmish. And Taisvis says the Gemara is discussing Moich Achar Tashmish, and that's the sugya if Shalosh Nashim Tzrichais and Shah Nashim Einen Tzrichais. We said yesterday that is not a major machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha. That's Rabbi Kivegar's lashon. That the ikur, there's no machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi's talking kaidim tashmish, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam is talking achar tashmish. V'afal pi kein, there seems to be one area in which they clearly argue. So let's try to learn that now. And the idea is to be misnadu the shitas, so we can try to figure out what comes out at the end of the day from the sugya, what the pael yaitze is. Let's look at Taisvis. The Lashon Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Oimer, right? Halfway through Taisvis. Rabbeinu Tam says his shita. Right, the first part of Taisvis is also important. Like his Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, if Nashim HaMetzuvis in Peru Revu. That's not for now. Rabbi Natan Omer, the lifnei tashmish vaday also litein shamaych, the ein derech tashmish bekach v'ariu kamatol zera al etzim v'alo avonim. Those three or four lines of Taisvis are important because Taisvis is saying that what's the problem of putting a maych before tashmish? Ein derech tashmish bekach v'havi kamatol zera al etzim v'avonim. You have to understand those words that Taisvis says. So what did we learn yesterday? That there are two gedorim, two isurim involved in the isur hashchasa zera. One isur is niyuf. Niyuf is niyuf biyad, or beregel. When a person is matal zera levatola, not through biya. That's one isur, that's biyad. And then there's a second isur of Hashchasa Zera, which we learn out of Pur Revu, as we explained yesterday, that to be Mevatel Zera, Zera Levatala, is an Isser besides the Isser of Niyuf. There are two Isser, Niyuf and the Isser Zera Levatala. Niyuf does not apply any time it's Derech Tashmish. Any time a person does it through a Maisa Biyah, that's not Niyuf. Niyuf is Biyad, if somebody causes the Zera. The Isser Hashchasa Zera, the Isser of wasting Zera, so we said yesterday, that's only if it's Levatala, if it's a total waste. If the purpose of the Zera is to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Aina, even if it'll never lead to a pregnancy, that's not Aser. That was the Yisayd Rav Ruvain said yesterday, Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chelak Aleph, Sinas Samach Gimel, enough bays of Sima Samakil says the same Yisayit that Zera Levatola is Aser. If it's for a Tzarech of Aina, even if she can't become pregnant, it's Mutter. And that's why a man is allowed to marry an alienist, assuming he was Mekayim Pur Revu, he has already children. A man is allowed to marry a Ketan of alienist, even though B'Shas Bia there's not going to be any children, or as a Kena, a man's married, his wife is old. So there's not going to be any children. But that's not Levatola. Whatever Zera comes is a Zera. It's coming. But Zerach Kiyom Mitzvahs Aina. And for Kiyom Mitzvahs Aina, there's no Isser. So basically, we have a formula. The formula is Niyuf is Aser. It's not a Maisa Niyuf. Levatola is Aser. It's not Levatola. And therefore, it's Mud. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva on this topic, which is Tshuva Ayin Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that there's a halacha in Hilchas Nida that under certain circumstances, a woman has to do a bedika la'achar tashmish. Bedika means that she puts in a meich into Eisei Makim and wipes around. She's really wiping to look if there's dam, if there's dam nida. Dam nida is in the same place as the zera. So she's wiping to look for dam nida. At Lamaisa, she's going to pull out zera at the same time. Why isn't that Aser al Tashvasa zera? This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So Rabbi Kivega says it's a Davashena Miskavin. We pass a Grif Shimon, Davashena Miskavin is mutter. That's what says in Rabbi Kivega. However, Lidavarenu, Rabbi Ruvain says, that for a tzairach there's no Isash Vasa. So we could say the same teretz to Rabbi Kivega's kasha, that Hashchasa Zera is only also Levatala for no reason. If there's a halachadik reason that a woman has to do a bedika, something to do with Hilchas Nida, it's not Livatala, she's not wiping around Livatala, she's wiping around Litzairach. And any time that a person does something Litzairach, there's no Issa of Hashchasa Zera Livatala. And that's the aside that we're going to try to stick with, that even though Kivega maybe doesn't hold of it, but we're going to try to stick with that aside, that it's not Livatala if there's a Tzairach. What? He said it's a double shenim miskavin. So if we pass the krim shim, double shenim miskavin is mutas.
The
bedikah
is the
bedikah is l'tzayra, right?
The
zera. It's ef. It's efshe to do a bedikah and get look for down without taking out the zera. Now yesterday, someone asked that according to this, what's the iser? In the case of Aina, what's the Isser to be Dosh Bifnim B'Zayra B'Chutz? The expression Dosh Bifnim B'Zayra B'Chutz, which you had in Rashi by Erev Einan, is that a person does a Maisa Bia. He does physically a Maisa Bia, but when the Zera is ready to come out, he pulls out of the woman's guf, and his Zera means he matl Zera B'Chutz. So someone asked yesterday, that if, according to this, it should be mutter. There's no niyuf biyad, because it's derech biyad. Levatola, it's not because it's the tzairach ayna. So what is the iser and being zayra b'chutz? So Rav Moshe in his Truva writes that not only the tchilas biyad, the dash b'fnim, has to be not levatola, but the Zayra B'chutz also has to be not Levatala. In other words, it's not enough you're going to tell me Yadash B'fnim L'tzayrach Ayna. But the Zayra B'chutz, is that Maisa also has to be not Levatala. So we look at every part of the Maisa. Every part of the Maisa has to be L'tzayrach, or it's called Zayra Levatala. So this is the Havana here in the sugya. The question that remains is one question. When there's a meich in the isha, and a man is bayil, what aveira is there? Let's say there's a meich, a regular woman. There's a meich, niyof it's not. Levatala l'chayr it's also not. Is mekayim ayna. What exactly is the problem with a meich? The answer is these words of Taisus: Ein derech tashrish v'kach, da'ava k'zayra, amatol zera aleitzim v'avanim. Taisus says here a chiddush that just like I just told you b'shem Ramesha, if you dash b'fnim and zera b'chutz, the zera b'chutz is a levatala. The same thing if a person does a meisa bia. And in the Maisa Bia, he's matl zera, not b'chutz, but onto a meich. That also is an isra of levatala. Being matl zera onto a meich is also, onto Eitzim Avonim, is also a Maisa being matl zera be'isr. Ein derech tashmish v'kach means he doesn't have a heter in the whole Maisa tashmish if it's not a normal Maisa tashmish. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam Zicha holds, we'll have to talk about Rashi holds, Rabbeinu Tam Zicha holds, that If a woman has a meich, and again, a meich is something that blocks the zera from going into the body, a barrier. If somebody has a meich, that meisa is zera levatola, not on the dosh part, not on the hachnasa, but on the hatola zera, when the zera comes out, just like being zera b'chutz is a meisa iser, because it's levatola, being matal zera onto a meich, that itself is the meisa avera.
The Isser
is, as we explained yesterday, that the Puravu, the Isser of Puravu, is the Isser of Zera Levatala, of wasting Zera.
Well, yes, anyway, it's not
going to be. So, Rabbi Rubin said, and I mentioned at the end of Shea yesterday, that it doesn't mean a lack of Kiyam Asei of Puravu. Could be using the Kayam Puravu. Could be using the Kayam anyway. But it's an Isser to be Mevatal Zera. Being Mevatal Zera is itself the Isser of the Puravu Dikamais. Now, Taisis zicha holds that way. There's no two ways to tie choices. Taisis Rebbeinu Tamayim lefnei tashrish vaday also lite shomayach. The ain derech tashrish b'kach. It could be. It feels like a ma'aseh tashrish, but since it's being matal zera and etzem avonim, that itself is an iser. Our question is, what does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold about Taisis kasha? Amar Rebbeinu Tam lefnei tashrish vaday also lite shomayach. The ain derech tashrish b'kach. What does Rashi hold when there's a meich? Does Rashi agree with what Taisa says that there's an iser? So Rav Moshe Nemzon that Rashi also agrees there's an iser. V'haraya Rashi shaloi b'makam sakana Rashi asers. Rashi says it's also shloim b'makim sakani. He doesn't say meich is mutter. So he learns that the iser is this iser, just that for a woman who's musukenes, it's called litzairach. Why? Because for a woman who's musukenes, there's no other way to do it. Otherwise, you won't be able to mekayim mina. For a woman who's musukenes, you're stuck. So for a woman who's musukenes, you can put in the meich. Pain of time holds no. But for a normal Isha, there's no machlaikis, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. For a normal Isha, we're learning in Yisoid now that being matal zera on a maich is itself an Issa of Zera Levatala. It's not an Issa Niyum, it's an Issa of Zera Levatala. So this is what comes out, pshat, in the machlaikis, Rashi and Taisus. How does it come out? What's the machlaikis? Everybody holds, Shaloi b'makim sakana, there's an Issa to be matal zera on a maich. Everybody holds. Rashi holds that for makom sakana, it's a tzairach. I could do it. Why would Rebbeinu Tam disagree with that? Why would anybody disagree? What's Rashi saying? We're trying to make as little machlokes as possible. Like Rabbi Kivega said, there's not much machlokes. Rashi and Taisa, there has to be some machlokes. We're saying now it's not levatola. There's a tzairach. So think. Rashi holds that you're allowed to have a meich by sakana. Shloim makom sakana, he made it to us. Makom sakana, it's mutter. Because it's a tzairach to be matled. The zera is not levatala. Because you won't be able to be kaimaina if there's no meich. That's what Rashi holds. It's a good argument. Rebbeinu Tam says to us, why? What's a logical reason to ask a meich like Rebbeinu Tam?
You can do it after.
If you could do it afterwards, maybe Tosis holds that since you could do it afterwards, it's not called the Tzairach of Sakon. Maybe. What? But Rashi holds that it's also for a regular woman. So Rashi has to be made it as some sort of Isser. Now, if we want, we can make up a new Isser like Rashi, which some Achrayim do. But why make up a new Issa like Rashi? You might as well be Makara of Rashi to Taisvus. Taisvus is an Isser. We'll say Rashi agrees with Isai Isser by non-Sakana women. And they argue by a Sakana woman. What's it then?
That is clearly said. It's not Shalik of their Fiat.
You're not Makara
of
Aina? I think the definition of Aina is what's satisfies a woman. I don't think the woman cares if there's a meich. Maybe we could say, like Baruch said, that there's an Eitzah. You could do it like a Tashmish. So then what's the Machlokes? Is it a good enough Eitzah? Let's say Rabbi Yonatan holds it's an Eitzah to do it like a Tashmish.
Maybe not like the
it's Torah. Tosis holds. So you're saying the machlokes is if the eitzav afterwards is a good enough eitzav. That's what you're saying. The machlokes is if the eitzav afterwards is a good enough eitzav. Okay, yeah, I don't have a problem with such a mahalach. The Ramesha's mahalach is. It's different. Ramesha says they're arguing, are you allowed l'chatchila to put yourself into a matziv where now, because it's a sakana, you're going to have a heter? Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi because he says, don't do bia. Don't be mekayimite if it's a sakana. So something has to go, it's a sakana. So why be mata bia and be mata hashvasa zera? If I could say, don't do bia. What's the heter to do bia in the first place? Don't do bia. You have a chiyav Aida, what should you do? She's a sakana. Aida's going to put her in sakana. In theory, once a person is dash b'fnim, he's going to be stuck. He can't be zayir b'fnim because he'll put her in sakana. Now I'll put a woman in sakana, so I'll have to do something. But l'chatchila, Rabbeinu Tam said, l'chatchila, you can't put yourself in such a matziv. And Rashi holds that you're allowed to put yourself in such a matziv. You put yourself in such a matziv, it's a chiyav Aida, it's a tzairach. You'll have to do on a maich. You do on a maich. So that the way Ramesha understands the machlokes is putting yourself in such a situation in the first place. Rashi holds that's not levatala, so you're allowed to put yourself in such a situation. And then Tosfos holds you have an eitzah. What? It's in Igros Moshe, Ebenezer Aleph Siman Samach Gimel. And this is his approach in Anaf Beis. Whatever we're talking about today is Anaf Beis. Maybe a little of Anaf Gimel. According to Tosis, don't be bail. But it's a sakana. For sakana, I'm going to have to be daicha one iser. So let me be daicha iser aina instead of iser. I'd rather. Nasei of aina is not really daicha. And anything that's nitla mechila is not daicha naveira. I'm not going to say that the mitzvah of aina is daicha the iser b'yan yom kippur or the iser nida. Because Lamaisa, it's not Lamechila, she's Lamechila, there's no way. So this is the way he understands Machlaikis, yeah. It comes out very strange. Not only that, when a woman is pregnant and nursing, she'll go two years and 9 months straight, and there'll be no Aina. Until 11. I'm sure it's Kedarka. Between 11 and 12, you can have a problem. Look, in the Bishan Rishayim, the Gemara says there wasn't a sakana. It was a tkufa. There was no sakana. Now it's a sakana. It's a sakana. What are you going to do? Kiddushin doesn't. The Kiddushin. What's wrong with Kiddushin? As soon has to be royal. If you hold it to Ram, that's the Yichud royal beer. You have a problem. What should I do? I'm not a chroi for 11 stories. Now, you have to remember, it's not so kishmak, Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam is Maida. That Lacha Tashmish you're allowed to do it. He's not really saying be mevatel da'ina. He's saying do it and do it Lacha Tashmish. He is Maida, we're going to do something for this people to let them do Aina. But it seems the whole issue is going into it in the first place. Going into it mitchila. Rashi says you could, the Makam Sakani could go into it mitchila. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't. You can't do such a thing. And because that's his kasha. If there would be Efsha to do Shimush after Mashar Shemaychi after, Tosis wouldn't be Matabith before him. So this comes out the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Now, things are pretty clear as sugyas go. It's not so complicated. The way we're standing at this minute, if we would have a Shiloh, a woman comes in and she says, I'm in Sakana, what do I do? So it's clear. I mean, it's clear Rashi Shita, it's clear Benatam Shita. Rashi Shita is a Meich beforehand. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Malachi afterwards, that's Mamish the Gemara, and so we have Rishayim, we'll have to see how to pass. That's what we're holding at the moment. Rabbi Chanan is Dan on Rabbeinu Tam. We'll talk about Rabbeinu Tam. It has to do with Rashi too. Rabbi Chanan is talking on Rabbeinu Tam. Like Rabbeinu Tam. How are we learning? You're not allowed to go into it with a Meich before Tashmish. Better don't do via. But a Meich after Tashmish is okay. So Rabbi Chanan asked the same kasha. Don't do bia. Why do you matir bia? And after you're going to do a meich achar tashmish, that's also not mutter in a regular person. It's also only in the case of a sakana, unless you hold that Tosis holds always. The way we said yesterday, tzrichais and lachar tashmish is mutarais. Every woman is mutter.
Right.
If you're going to learn that every woman is mutter in achinami.
Why wouldn't you learn like that?
Why wouldn't you learn like that? For one of two reasons. Either because you hold that a woman is mitzvah be'etzem on zera, on ashkasa zera, or if you hold that a woman is mitzvah on the ashkasa zera of the ish, even if you hold that on the zera of the woman. Which is certainly Rishonim will hold that way. Rabbi Kiva Eger Nemzon, all the Paiskim Nemzon, not like the Pashas Rabbeinu Tam, that Moich Achar Tashrish is not Mutter Shloim Mokin Sakana. And Rabbi Chanan is asking like them, like those Rishonim.
Excuse me.
I mean, in Rabbeinu Tam, what's the difference before and after? So there is a difference before and after, as we'll see. We'll see in a second. Let's explain Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is goof explaining that. Okay, Rabbi Chanan is explaining that. Rabbi
Chanan. Once who said that it's Rabbeinu Tam?
Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos says it. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, "Nev Tashrish Vaday Yosu Liten Shamayich, Zain Dera Tashrish Bekafay Hu Kavat Zerut Vavonim." Tosfos says that.
That's because that's Mahaytzi Zer Levatol.
So what are you asking?
Once it's Mahaytzi already, you said that then he isn't Tashrish Zer.
Who says this? It's already afterwards. Who says Bechlad that Nashim Amitzuvus?
No, even if Hashachas Zer, but once it's already done Behetzer, who said now that it is Hashachas Zer?
Because what was done Behetzer wasn't Hashachas. The Zerah is Nebehet. It's done with Shalei Lashkasa.
Once it's already done Behet, who said Lashkasa even starts?
In Achinami. From Rashi and Taisus, we don't see, the truth is, we don't see anything Rashi about it afterwards. Taisus seems to say there is no Isser. But Achinami. Not Achinami, then there's no problem. The Rabbi Chanan is asking on the assumption that there is a Isser of being Mashka Zerah afterwards. And the head to hear is Mokim Sakana, and otherwise it would be us. He's only asking about such a Mahalach. We'll see in a minute. It's important because of Rashi Shita. We have to work through Rabbi Chanan to get back to Rashi. Rabbi Chanan clares a clear Chloe whether a person is allowed to put himself into a matziv where Mimnea Sakana will have to be over an Aveira later. Can a person, Lechatchila, put himself in such a matziv where later he'll have to do an Aveira? Assuming that Ashkasa, that the Lachar Tashrish is an Isser, which I grant you is not the words of Taisvis, but assuming there's such an Isser, are you allowed to put yourself in a matziv where later you'll come Lidei Sakana? So Rabbi Chanan brings two Balamars. The first Balamar he brings has to do with going on a boat, setting sail on a boat. There's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that says if you want to go on a cruise, you want to go on a boat, you could leave Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You're not allowed to leave Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to go on a boat trip Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're allowed to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Pashat pshat in the Gemara, there are six pshatim in the Rishayim. What's going on? What's the case? You're going on a boat. If you ever want to go on a cruise, before you go, learn through all the Rishayim. Rabbi Chanan talks about Rabbeinu Tam, about Balamar. Says the Baal Hamor says that the Gemara is talking in a case where on Shabbos you're going to have to do Malacha B'nei HaSakana. You're going to have to do malacha. It's going to come the day sakana on Shabbos, and you're going to have to help. I don't know what you do exactly on a boat. What do you do on a boat that's a sakana? Rowing the boat is probably not a malacha, right? So what do you have to do exactly? You have to eat. Maybe it has a steamboat, and you have to eat. I don't know what you do on a boat. I've never on a boat for Shabbos. Never on a boat, not on Shabbos, but it's going to come the day sakana on Shabbos. You're going to have to do something. On Shabbos, the Kabbalah Day Sakana. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, now Mechuyev to think about Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're Mechuyev to worry about Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go if it's going to Kabbalah Day Malach. Okay, good. The Gemara says that Litzarech Mitzvah Shari. If you're going on a boat for a Tzarech Mitzvah, you want to go to be on the regal, or you want to go to get a lulav. So with Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to set sail on a boat, even Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to come, Lidei Malacha. With Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to put yourself in a matzav, we're going to come, Lidei Malacha. So, Rav Chanan, the Isser to put yourself in a matzav, where later you'll come to a Malacha, Me'asakana, can't be an Isser D'Oraisa. If it'll be an Isser D'Oraisa, we wouldn't be matter it with Tzarech Mitzvah. Must be that it's only an Issa Drabbanan to put yourself in a matziv where later you're going to come to a sakana. In Cain, Zakhtar Abulchanan. The same thing here by Tashvish. What's a shot? Could a person go to a Maisit Tashvish and afterwards he's going to have to be Matir Hashchas Azera, assuming there's an Issa afterwards. He's going to have to be mati afterwards to be mashchus dezera. Since the isser is only an isser drabbanan, we see if it's tzarchei mitzvah it's mutter. Zok Rav Elchanan letzarchei shalom bayis beinish leishtai. We're also matir. Rav Elchanan brings a couple of rayas that tzarech shalom bayis beinish leishtai is called the tzarech gadol. It's interesting. He brings some Ner Chanukah. Funny, you expect to find a raya, but he brings Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos. It says Ner Shabbos is kaidim neshalom bayis. Shouldn't be dark in the house. So we see a matcha Ner Chanukah. It's a chometik in the rabbanon. So in Issa, you matchit for shalom bayis. So same thing to Issa to put yourself in a matzav of sakana is mutter for shalom bayis. Benish leishtai.
More there's for
batayis
more for Shabbos.
What?
More of
this, but that's being Fadlayus Malacha. I assume so. I assume that's what he means. So this is a raya, says Rabbi Chanan, that you're allowed to put yourself in a matzid. Well, later you'll be Mechal Shabbos in the Asakana. Even though later come later, but in the meantime you can put yourself in such a matzid. It's only this Drabbana for a Tzarek and Smutim. If it would be a Daraisa, he says it wouldn't be matter with a Tzarek Mitzvah to go on such a boat. But matter with Tzarek Mitzvah. Truth is, it says deal with tzarech mitzvahs, even with tzarech parnasasai, which is also a mitzvah, it says. We're matif for any mitzvah to go on a boat. Are you gonna, later, you're going to come to the day sakana. So it says, later, I'll have a heter. Later, when it comes to it, so then I'll have a heter. What? Min ha-Torah, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for sakana. Our shaila is, could you put yourself into a matziv? Well, later you'll know you have to be mechabel b'chal Shabbos for tzairach. What about the questions? Do the rabbanon aser putting yourself in a makam where you're going to come to a makam sakana in a case where there's a tzairach? We see from the bold case that there isn't a rabbanon in aser. So, like this, we have a chiddush ladina. First of all, the Maisa were not here.
Why?
Why were not here? Yeah, because it's only a question. We'll call me this. If it's not a bad day, we'll call me this. But it could be tacky the same reason. Tzarech mitzvah. You're allowed with tzarech mitzvah to put yourself in such a matziv. Okay, now. You got it right. So like this, it's gishmak. We had learned to do yisayid that you could do things beforehand, even though kamli de sakana, and in meila, this is mutter. Rabbi Chanan then asked a kasha. He said, "There's a second balamar. There's a sugya of ishtapech chanini, ishtapech loshen shvicha, Yishtapa chamimi, hot water spilled out. It's a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara says that you have a bris mila on Shabbos. I think this Gemara came up in Gittin somehow last year, I don't remember. That Yishtapa chamimi, you have a bris mila on Shabbos. Bimei Chazal, before they had antibiotics, they used hot water before and after the bris to clean the guf. And it was a sakana, Chazal understood. If you don't wash with hot water, it's a sakana. It would be infection. So you have to have hot water beforehand, you have to have hot water after. What happens? You prepared hot water for a Shabbos tikka bris, ishtapa chamimi, and the hot water spilled out. What do you do now? So you have to push off the bris. You can't do a bris. Now cook the hot water. So maybe you push off the bris. The Baal HaMor and Ramban argue in the following case. What happens if you're left with enough hot water to wash the baby before the bris? You have enough hot water to wash the baby before the bris, but not enough hot water for after the bris. What do you do now? What's a shayla? My mishava shayla. Can I put myself into doing a bris, mock a mitzvah, and after the bris, I'm going to have to heat up our water because then it's going to be a sakana. So the Ramban is matir. Ramban says you could do it, which stems with everything we're saying. You're allowed to do a mitzvah, even if afterwards, you have to do a chal shabbos and a sakana. But the Baal HaMor himself answers. The Baal HaMor says, no, you're not allowed to do such a thing. You can't be do a bris mila and afterwards you have to heat up hot water. Of course, if you do the bris, you'll heat up the hot water. But you're not allowed to put yourself in such a matziv. So B'chonet says he's confused. They have a steer in the Baal HaMor. Here the Baal HaMor says you can go on a boat with Tzarech Mitzvah, you'll come L'chol Shabbos. And here he says that you can't do a bris mila, you're going to have to do L'chol Shabbos afterwards.
And if it's Baal HaMor, if it's Baal HaMor, it's not different?
If what?
If it's Baal HaMor,
the boat.
Oh,
this subshid, I'm assuming, is a vadeh, that the Baal HaMor is matir in a vadeh. So that Rabbi Chanan says, you have to explain the svara to me. Rabbi Chanan says, we have to mechalik between if you do it before Shabbos or you do it on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you could put yourself in a matzah, you'll be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't put yourself in a matzah, you'll be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. You get the chilek? Before Shabbos, you're allowed to put yourself in such a matzah for a mitzvah. On Shabbos, said the chiluk. On Shabbos, before Shabbos, Eliyahu explain what's the difference.
In Shabbos, on Shabbos, it's the day of Israel.
On Shabbos, I have to worry about Shabbos. On Friday, I don't have to worry about Shabbos. So something like that.
My meal is only mutter. The only day for Shabbos, the actual
Ma'aseh
meal,
right.
So if you have to be there for Shabbos, now
the Ma'aseh meal
is not on the mutter
anymore. And why is going on the boat
mutter
if I have to be
Chal
Shabbos?
You're not right now doing
any Yisr. I'm not doing Yisr right now. The Chituch is not the Yisr.
So we pass in that example of the Gemara such that you don't forget the knife, so you're not going to be there for Shabbos to carry the knife to the meal.
But Shire Mila, not Daich. Only Mila.
There's
also Shire Mila. It's not Shire Mila, so it's not Daich. So I want to do the Mila, which is Mutter, and afterwards I'll have a Heter of Sakana to do.
But the Heter Mila is not going to apply.
The Heter Mila doesn't apply when the Aveira comes later. Okay? Could be that's
the Chiluk.
What's the Chiluk between Tuesday and Wednesday? That's also a good question. Why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not Mechuyev to wait about Shabbos? And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you are Mechuyev. It's a good question on the Gemara anyway. You're right. So saying three levels. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even Shalom Makam Mitzvah, you don't have to worry. Wednesday, Thursday, okay. If it's all the Rabbanans, I guess it makes sense. These are all the Rabbanans. Even though it would be Macha Mila because of it, it's Rabbanan Zisayim. It's all the Rabbanan, therefore it's okay. So what are we coming away with? We're coming away with Rabbanan Zisayim. That you're allowed to do something where afterwards you're going to come to a heter and they ask Hakana, so you're allowed to put yourself in such a matziv. Okay, that's how Rabbi Chanan explains. So this Rabbi Chanan Pashtus, it has to do with Rebbe Tam. Lachar has nothing to do with Rashi. It may have to do with Rashi in the following case. In a case where you have a woman who for her to have bia is a sakana. Yeah. She's married to a man. She comes to ask a shayla. What's the din? Could I use a maich? So Rashi would say, sakana, you can use a maich lefnei tashmish. What happens if she's not married yet? A man is dating her, and she says, "You know what? I can't become pregnant. It's a sakana for me." Right? No, the man, if he wants to mekayem peruvu, he's never going to marry her. Let's say he has one wife already; he's a second wife. He was mekayem peruvu already; he has a house full of kids. His wife died; he's getting married. So she tells him. Now, if she tells him, "I'm an alienist," he's allowed to marry her, because being bayil an alienist, there's no isurim. What happens if he tells her, by me becoming pregnant is a sakana, and we get married, you're going to have to use a maich all the time. Let's assume it's a real sakana and you can't rely on achat tashmish. We're going to need a maich lefnei tashmish. Are you allowed to marry such a woman in the first place, knowing that afterwards it's going to come the day sakana?
Why is it worse than getting married for an alienist?
By an alienist, you're not going to have to do an avera later, because he's not going to do niyuf, and the bia is going to be a regular ma'aseh tashmish, which is not derech levatal. Here we're going with the assumption that it's eitzav havanim. So here we have a problem. So here now this is going to depend to a great degree on Rabbi Chanan. What? Yeah, but that's not enough. It has to be objectively a ma'aseh tashmish. I mean, That's the words of Ravina Tam, that even though for this woman she needs it, but it's not. The Maisa Tashmish is what's a normal Maisa Tashmish, the Taich. I mean, putting Zera on a Maich is not. So Rav Moshe Mitshuva in Evan Esim and Samazayin struggles with this. You can see from his Lashon, he's not happy with it. He's not happy being mounted such a thing. It's a hard shayla. They're ready to get engaged at the excavation. So, if you look at the tshuva, you'll see Rav Moshe struggles with the idea. What would be like Rebbe Chanan? What would be Rebbe Chanan? Quite Rebbe Chanan, is it not a problem? Rebbe Chanan says you're allowed to put yourself in such a matzah for a tzarech mitzvah. Is marrying this woman a tzarech mitzvah? I marry a different woman. Not called tzarech mitzvah. Maybe you won't find a different woman. No. Sorry, what? Mitzvah. You mean is getting married a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah zochi avayda. Is getting married a mitzvah? That's also a question. Is getting married a mitzvah derabbanan for sure? Shulchan Aruch says that afal pi shekiyah per ravui. What? Even a lav basman. One more nekuda, and then we'll try to figure out what the Pael Yaitse. It's interesting, there's a Tosfos in Megillah that says, that asks regarding Esther. Esther, it says that she lived with Achashverosh. And what does it say? Babaiker Hiba. It says it was in Megillah, right? Babaiker Hiba, where did she come in the morning? Then at night she snuck out, she went to Mordechai. Mordechai was her husband. She lived with Mordechai, she lived with Achashverosh. What? What? Babaker Yishava. So Tosfos says, if she'll be pregnant, she won't know who the father is. So Tosfos says, Shimsha b'maich. She's Mishamish with a maich. Now how do you understand Tosfos? But who was she Mishamish with a maich? With Achashverosh or with Mordechai? Huh? Now, if I was Esther, I would assume she's Mishamish with a Maich with Achashverosh. Would she rather have a child from? But the Turi Evan says we know she had a child from Achashverosh. Dayovesh, she had a child from Achashverosh. She was. Oh, so that's what he answers. One second. So the Turi Evan says she's Mishamish b'Maich with Mordechai. The Mordechai is Mishamish b'Maich. That's Pshat and Tosfos. So the Binyan Tzion, the tshuva is Binyan Tzion. Simekuf Lavet Zayin. He also has a tshuva if this is mutter. He says, "How did she do it? It wasn't Makom Sakana. How is she allowed to be Mishamish b'Maich?" So he answers, Shmuel said, that Taisiz l'shitasai, that she was m'shamish b'moich l'achar tashmish. That's what he answers. Now that makes sense if we learn like that Taisiz, that l'achar tashmish, being m'shamish b'moich, is l'tilachatchila. L'tilachatchila afterwards. So then we understand it. What happens if you hold it's not l'tilachatchila? Not like Rebbeinu Tam. So the B&C says, if you hold that it's not Mutal Chatzchila, you'll have to say she was Mishamish B'Mlech with Achashverosh. She had a child with him. So he says, you can't say later because the Maisa Kasher Avadati Avadati was when the 12th year of Achashverosh's reign. He only ruled 14 years. So if she first carried a child in the 12th year and gave birth, must be almost the 13th year, then Daryavish would have been a year and a half old when Ahasuerus died. Had he become king, he gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. A year and a half old, not Mustavim. Even if he was 10 years old, not still Mustavim, but a year and a half now. So he says it could be in the first year. In the first year when she was by Haggai, Beis HaSarisim is the Lashon. So there could be in that year she couldn't sneak out, she wasn't queen. So maybe in that year, and then she had the child was already older. But the Lamaisa Tosis says such a thing, the Shimsha B'Maich. And Turi Evan says that it was Mardechai. So we find this idea that a Maich, at least Lachat Tashmish, should be Mutter, Lachat Chila. It's a Tzairach, it's something of a Tzairach, but it's not a, you can call it Makam Mitzvah. Either maybe. Okay. Lemaisa, when we come away with a machlokes here, Rashi of Enotam. Now, tomorrow we're going to learn the Chachamim. Let me give you an overview of what the Paiskim do with this Gemara. The Paiskim all have shailas what to do with the woman who's a sakana. Ibur is a sakana. What's the halacha? It seems in the early Paiskim, Rav wa Machmir, the Pischei Tshuva, Simchav Gimel, Simchatan Beis, brings the Rabbi Kiveger, some Seifer, and the Chachma Sadam, all Machmir, and the Chemda Shleimer was Mekel, he brings one Mekel. Bin Yitzin is also Machmir. So we have Gedalei HaPaiskim who are Machmir. Machmir is they say you're not allowed to be Bayil with a Meich. Obviously without a Meich should be a Sakana. You have to be Perish. That's the Psak of these Gedalei. In the later Achrayim we find in the last 100-150 years we find already a long list of Mekilim. Rav Chaim Eizer chief among them, Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe, our job is not right now to paskin any halachis, but to figure out what's the machlokes in the sugya. So I have to explain to you that there are two parts to the machlokes. There are some, including the Binyan and some Sefer, who say it's a machlokes here, Remeir and the Chacham. We paskin like the Chachamim against Remeir. The Chachamim Aser. Since the Chachamim Maser, they say in the Shemayim Yirachmu, which we have no idea what that means. What does it mean? We have to deal with that tomorrow. But we paskin like the Chachamim, and therefore it's Aser. This Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam has nothing to do with Halacha; has to do with a Meir. And we paskin like the Chachamim, and since we paskin like the Chachamim, bang, it's Aser. Nothing to talk about. The Chachamim Amata Bia without a Meich, and they say in the Shemayim Yirachmu. You're going to tell a lady, the doctor told her, if you're going to become pregnant, you're going to die. So you tell her, in a Shemayim Yirachmu, I don't think she'll be so interested. You know, in a Shemayim Yirachmu. So I was Shad the Chachamim. So that's our job for tomorrow. We're going to have to figure out Shad the Chachamim. Not so easy. It's very difficult. But there's one group that passes like the Chachamim. If you pass like the Chachamim, I don't have much to argue with. So we can be done. Lachar Tashmish, what the Chachamim hold. There's room to have Pulpulim, but then there are a group of poskim who say no. The Chachamim were only talking about these three type of women. Kana, Uberes, Meinekes. The Chachamim were only arguing on these three types of women. Shemayim Yirachmu, Shem Sam Hashem. But a woman who is a real bona fide Sakana, a solid Sakana, there's no Machlaikis, everyone agrees with Rav Meir. Now, if you're going to go with the Paiskim that everyone agrees with Rav Meir, how are you going to Paskim? L'chayrus ha-machlaikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So we have to figure out how to Paskim la'alacha. How do we figure it out? I don't know, we have to look at the other Rishayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Tshuva Ayin Aleph, is from the Eisrim. Very confusing. I'd like if you could look into the Lashon. I was going to make a copy and try to give it out and have everyone look at it here, but I can't figure it out. I don't think in a few minutes you're going to figure it out. I'll tell you what bothers me. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a long tshuva. I'm talking about the first three paragraphs, four paragraphs. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Zeh Lashonai, Loi Motzinu Man Dematir Behedya. Those are his words. We don't find a Rishon that's Beferish Matir. What does he mean? What's Rashi? What does he mean? Loi matzino man dematir. So words of Rabbi Kiva Eger. We don't find someone's mata behedya. And we know Rabbeinu Tam asks us for sure. So that is puzzling to me. What does he mean? We don't find someone who's mata behedya. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe he means Rashi was Shadow Rameya, but we don't know if he passes like Rameya. Maybe. In the Tshuva, I didn't see that he gets into, if we pass Rameyer Necham, the Tshuva deals with Rameyer. The second part of Rabbi Kiva Eger that troubles me is the part where he brings the Muki Yosef. I'm going to trouble you to turn to the Muki Yosef. I don't understand where Rabbi Kiva Eger sees what he sees in the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef is page Beis Amid Beis in your Gemaras. And if you have the regular Tzuras Hadaf, the second wide line, and so it's a 1.5 line of Muki Yosef, and Muki Yosef's words I understand. Why Rabbi Kiva Eger pulls out of this the Muki Yosef? That's confusing. Now, you see the second wide line is Pirush Rashi Zal, Muteres Lo Seis Moich Bavakim Tashmish Kshem Misham Shais Kadesh Lo Yisabru. That's Rashi. V'hikshu Ava Zal. So the Rishonim asked on Rashi. Listen to what they asked. Okay, Beis Amid Beis, the second word line. V'yikshu alav zal. Dimkein, if you're going to say like Rashi, we're talking about Lefnei Tashmish. Ki amrinan de kaidim zman hazeh. Misham shes kedarka. When we say a girl is under 11 years old, we can't become pregnant anyway. Misham shes kedarka, she does shimush tashmish kedarka. Rashi holds asur l'shamish b'moich ka'amar. Rashi holds that if a girl is under 11, there's an isser to have a moich. V'amai. Why? Ki medeinu meseberes kol ikur. Ve'en kamishu meschosu zera. If you're talking about a moich lefnei tashmish. And Rashi learns that mutarais with a moich lefnei tashmish. These three women. If they're under 11, asurais, they're not allowed to use a moich. Why can't she use a moich when she's under 11? What's your problem? Under 11, why can't she use a moich? She's not going to become pregnant anyway. Why is it also to use a moich? That's just kasha rashi. How would we answer the kasha? Why can't she use a moich? It's not derech tashmish, it's matalei tzavavon. That's how we would answer like rashi. That's matalei tzavavon. Okay. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're trying to figure out the Muki Yosef Shita, not Rashi Shita. Muki Yosef asks the Kasha, what's going on with an 11-year-old, under 11, with a 10-year-old? Why a 10-year-old? Do you have to use a Meich? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's Pshat Muki Yosef? Does he hold being Matal Zera on a Meich is an Isser? Says Kasha never started. If being Matal Zera on a Meich is an Isser, so of course you're not allowed to use a meich. Elamai holds, being matal zera on a meich is not an iser. If being matal zera on a meich is not an iser, so why is he asking from under 11? He asks from any woman. Any woman. If you hold it's not an Isser, so you ask a Rashi from any woman. What's the kasha dafka from an 11-year-old? From under 11-year-old? So Rabbi Kideger, Elamai, any woman, there's an Isser anyway. And under 11, that's where he asks his kasha. Elamai, why didn't he ask from any woman? Must be any woman, there's an Aveira anyway. And here, we're talking under 11. This is Rabbi Kiveger's words. So I had a hard time, and it's not fair for me to do it. I'm breaking my head on it yesterday, and last night, and this morning. And I'm trying to give you over in 2 minutes, but I don't understand this whole part of Rabbi Kiveger. What are you talking about? Of course, if it's not a sakana, I understand. If there's no issue of sakana, under 11, older, there's no issue of sakana, of course you're not mishamish b'mayach. That wasn't our discussion. That's not Rabbi Kiveger's shaila. Rabbi Kiveger's shaila is, if it's a sakana, what's the din? How do you see from the Nebuki Yosef anything to do with a woman b'sakana? You can ask me, why did Muki Yosef ask about a 10-year-old? Why didn't he ask about every woman? Must be old, every woman is aser. So he asked about a 10-year-old. Good, I'm asking. But has that proved why the Muki Yosef would hold on to Makam Sakana? Shalai Makam Sakana, we're not coming and saying that Rashi holds its mutter. Of course Rashi holds its aser. Whatever cheshbon, Rashi holds its aser. So where is Rabbi Kiveger? What is his deal from the Muki Yosef? I don't know, it bothers me because this is what he builds from. Rabbi Kiveger is from the Isrim. He builds from Taas. So I'm not sure how to deal with it. The Raya, if someone will look in and explain it to me, I'd be appreciative. What you have to do for tomorrow is, hopefully in these 2 days we got the sugya straight. Baruch Hashem, it's not a confusing sugya in the sense that for some reason there's no Rambam sheet, a Rif sheet, it's all Rashi and Taisvis. Right? There's the reason explanation of Rashi, but basically it's glatt. We have to do tomorrow is figure out Pshat and the Chachamim. Now Rav Moshe, the beginning of the Tshuva in Siman Samach Gimel deals with the Chachamim, and the Sefer also, the Rav Kiveger doesn't deal with them. Sefer this Tshuva deals with the Chachamim. So we have to figure out the Chachamim, and after we figure out the Shitas Chachamim, the Pshat Hashem, Pshat Hashem, Hashem, hopefully we'll come back and see what the Machloikis Ladina, like this Machloikis is.